I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our next guest is a Grammy Award-winning artist and longtime friend of the show whose powerful vocals have made her one of the most recognizable singers in rock and roll. Her name is Lizzie Hale. The band is Hailstorm. On Friday, September 3rd, the band returns to Kansas City to headline the Azure Amphitheater as Sandstone. Please welcome Hailstorm lead vocalist and longtime friend of the show, Lizzie Hale.
If you're a freak like me, baby, if you're blind, if you're a freak like me, get off your ass, it's our time now to let it
go. Miss Hale, good morning, how are you?
Hello, Mr. Dare. I'm doing
very well. So excited. I was so happy when I saw the news, and I knew it was coming, but I was just like, man, finally, they're back at work. Everybody's getting back together. The album's going to be released at some point. You guys are going to go out and tour. You're not going home for 16, 18 months.
Oh, yeah. No, I hope everybody enjoyed. I told that to my guys. I'm like, I hope everyone enjoyed their time at home. You're never going to see it again.
Exactly. Sell your houses now, bandmates, because we're never going home. Yep, you already announced your European tour.
Oh, yeah. It's getting real now. It's just everything is official, and I'm so glad that we, that it's official. We're coming back to Kansas City, because that obviously, that makes it real for us, because that's the, you guys, you have kind of a reputation for being some of the best rock and roll fans ever, so... The fact that it's actually happening now is just, it's wonderful.
It is going to be great. Feeling. Oh, you kidding me? It's time. You know what? It was not easy. It was a really 2020 sucked off. Nothing could suck more than that. That was just terrible. People were terrible. Politics were terrible. People are divided. No music. People are stuck home. And now, finally,
it's the worst.
Yeah,
it's all the worst parts of us.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited because I've been on this show so many times. You've been so gracious and accepting of me into your circle.
Stop.
And your friendship and all of that, and every single time that you do that intro, I'm like, so now officially, like, we decided on our first single, so we're gonna have another one for you to add to that.
Oh, I cannot wait. I can't
so
wait.
It's like,
I was thinking the whole time,
so
that
close.
You are, you're stuck in this world, and you're a thinker, you're a dreamer, and you're a believer, and that's the things I love about you. And you have empathy for this world, and when things get all twisted up and dark, man, that's the inspiration. Like, I the whole time I'm like, man, I wonder how that's going to play out. Like, I want to hear the views. I want to see how it affects the music, because that's the muse, right? Like, that's you need that. You need that angst and that anger.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something that you got to get out. Otherwise, I think it becomes very hard for a rock band to stay, in the same vein as we met them.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that, a lot of us, just from the conversations that I've had with other creatives that have gone through, we've all gone through the same thing.
Right.
And and everybody kind of has a little bit of a different approach. But the one thing we can all agree on is that we all of a sudden, we had to use our music as that as that outlet for that, and as that, you know, to combat everything, because that's the only thing that we can control. You can't control anything other than, okay, I know I can sit down and I can I can try to make something good out of this, you know, out of all of this mess. So I'm excited because, you know, obviously live music again. I've already started to wear my heels in the kitchen just in case I need some extra training. It's all happening, and there's going to be so much great music. So much. It's already flooding out, you know, but that's the wonderful thing about the power of music, is that we go through all of this together, and you gotta twist it around. You gotta put that positivity out there.
Yeah. Well, it's the tribe is back, you know, you get to go back and with like-minded people. And that's the great thing. Like we've talked about that with music, it is, especially come off a divisive year where everybody worried about things they couldn't control. Like you just said, that was my kind of my epiphany. And I just started to tell my friends when they wanted to talk about stuff, I go, can we control this? No, we have nothing to do with this, can we? No,
nothing.
Then let it go and let's go do something we can't control, because worrying about what may, what might, what not, what's true, what's not true, I go, we can't control this. It's time to let it go and get back to your life.
Yep. You can't predict the future, can't go back and change the past. So all we have is now, Johnny.
Indeed.
And I cannot wait for the fellowship, man. I can't wait to be on a stage with, I'm just surrounded by people that are, you know, and we're just going to be like, hey, we survived this. We're all here together. Like it's going to be such a different feeling. Still the same feeling, but I feel like it's going to be elevated. I'm excited, and Eagle Park's nervous a little bit.
Good.
For the first show back.
Isn't that great? Isn't that great,
yeah,
though?
It's awesome. It's a great feeling.
I actually cringed. I'd gone by to see Jesse and the boys, and I walked through the hall when it was sound check, but I wasn't expecting it. And I was walking over to say hi to the sound guy, Don Tart, and Whirly hit his guitar at full volume, and I literally cringed because I hadn't heard volume in over a year and a half. My back was to the stage, and I went, like this, and turned around and was like, oh, it's just you doing what you do.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's we have been reset. I mean, I cannot wait to get out. I mean, you guys playing Sandstone, we're talking about everything 10 times bigger than it's ever been, coming out of the gate hard. And it's just exciting. And by the way, how is everybody? How's Josh, Joe, RJ, everybody?
Oh, everybody's wonderful. Everyone's just excited. We're actually, you know, so we begin rehearsals tonight, actually. The guys are coming over. We do our rehearsals in a couple different stages, whereas, like, there's first that we have to have, like, basement, you know, rehearsal with, like, just the old PA, just the four of us, no crew, no nothing. And so we do that for, you know, we're probably going to do that for about 2 weeks, just kind of go over all the old songs. And then we have production rehearsal. So it's such a wonderful thing too, because we're kind of getting the band back together again, even though we've been in the studio and doing all that stuff, just going over Love Bites, making sure I remember all those lyrics, you know, that one.
Well, when do you get to uncomfortable? Think about how long it's been since you had to work that hard with a song. I mean, that song, you're working your ass off from the first second it starts.
From the first, I know. And the good thing is that, like, that we did remain busy as far as, like, creating, and I've been singing this whole time, but, man, you know, it's a different animal when you walk out on that stage in front of people.
Sure.
It's a whole other energy, so, yeah. So we're going to be doing that, and it's just, they're doing great. Everyone's excited, you know, just because the weight has been kind of lifted, and so we're just like, all right, cool, we have plans.
And I love that you're making it weird, the Who, which is going to be the Who, the H-U, Mongolian band. How cool is that? Like, because it's super weird. I'm telling you, if you guys haven't experienced it, it's called Mongolian throat singing, and then it just blends metal into it. And you just have to open up your mind and go, I'm going to go listen to this. And visually, it's over the top for what we know. And you're going to enjoy it. There's just no way you're not going to enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, I've gotten to collaborate with those guys. And then the first time that I ever saw them live, I went out into the audience because it was just, the whole place was like levitating. And, you know, it doesn't matter that maybe you don't speak Mongolian. It doesn't matter. Everyone's on the same page. It's just beautiful. Everyone's singing along and chanting. And it's really, it's otherworldly what they can do with their voices as well. They were trying to teach me how to do the Mongolian, you know, throat singing. And apparently that's something that you really do have to train for. You can't just like have a couple pointers.
Yeah, well, because think about it. As a singer, you know that's probably the worst thing you can possibly do when you think they're like, no, from your diaphragm, you're going to blow your throat otherwise.
Yeah, I know. It's a whole other thing. I'm like, guys, all right, we'll see. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's not going to, because it was hard to do, hard for me to wrap my brain around it. And you never know. Maybe at the end of this run, I'll get it down.
I think it'd be fantastic. I think it'd just be something you just do like when Joe's not paying attention, just walk up behind him and just belt out just the Mongolian. He'll be like,
just freak people out for no reason.
Oh. Well, especially if RJ doesn't know how to do it. Imagine that. You stick your head in his bunk and let that rip.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's funny. It's hard for us to surprise each other anymore, but that would definitely be one of them.
You need to. Oh, we got to send her the Billy Ball bags, by the way. We got to send you the giant scrotum. Somewhere it's got to go out on tour with you.
Oh, my goodness. So it's become kind of a conversational piece in the house. you walk by it, and then all of a sudden you remember exactly what that was and how that went down. I never thought I'd have that as like a souvenir, in our house.
Oh, my God. And to me, it's one, hanging off the guitar for certain songs. I mean, there are just certain female empowering songs that I feel like you should have a set of hairy balls hanging off your guitar.
You know, old Billy, he sent me a keychain as well. It's got hair on it and everything.
No, it's brutal.
And it would actually, just put it in the tuning peg. Have it hanging off the neck of the guitar.
It's crazy the stuff that you get into, because you do. You deep dive on the internet. You're reading stuff you have never read before. You're writing new music. And if you're just joining the show, Lizzie Hale's with us, the great Lizzie Hale. And so many questions, like the new album. When? I know you say there's a single, but I mean, is there a tentative date, or we're waiting and we're not talking about it yet?
Yeah, we haven't set dates yet. We have some ideas in mind, and then I'm like, as soon as we say it, things are going to change.
Sure.
So, album at some point in time, but single sooner than you think. So we're getting it going. It's really interesting because it seems like, we've been working for so long and we've been writing for so long. And then all of a sudden at the 11th hour, everything is kind of starting to come together. And they were like, okay, that's good. Let's do this. And I'm like, wait, it's real now. We might actually have something to put out there. And so, I'm really excited, man. This is like we were talking about before. It's been taking, all of this, everything that's been happening, and I've been, using the music and the creative process to be, to replace that outlet of playing live and also turning, like I said, turning this something that could have been extremely, extremely, tragic. We're very lucky. All of us are very lucky to have made it through all of this. And so I just can't wait to, put all this stuff in the world and be like, all right, let's celebrate.
Yeah, no, you have to. And it's tough. It's still tough for me to talk about. I lost two friends to COVID, dead.
Yeah.
And then one of my closest friends, he almost died. I was waiting for the call. He moved into my house, and 3 days later I had to call EMS from work,
yeah.
Or from, I'm sorry, my girlfriend's house. And tell him, hey, they're coming for you. You need to unlock the front door. He could barely breathe. And then they put him, they came into those big hazmat suits and put him in the unit and took him away. And my neighbors are calling me, and it's a big production. He goes right to ICU. And luckily, he was one of the original, the plasma, the blood therapy they were doing. And he lived, but he still got trouble with all. It's crazy. But you have to talk about it, because otherwise, I was talking to another friend about this. People die if you stop talking about it and saying their names, if you stop telling the stories about them and laughing. And even if it leads to some tears, you got to keep talking about them, because they only die when you forget them.
Absolutely. People always say you die twice, once in the physical sense and next when people stop talking about you and the last person says your name. We went through that as well. Truly a very, very close buddy of ours got COVID, and the irony is that he actually has a condition that he could have been he could have gotten his vaccination, but nobody had any information about it. And so he ended up catching it, and he looked, apparently he had like a medium, not a high case, or a mild case or something that they were saying. And he's like, I literally was staring death in the face. You know, I was unfunctional. Yeah. I realized as soon as he got into the emergency room that if he dies, he's never going to see his wife again or his family again. And like just that realization. And so kind of saw and witnessed up close and personal, you know, how
fragile
had gone down. And luckily he survived, but that was just, there's been so much of that. So I feel like we almost have a responsibility as rock fans and, you know, everybody out there listening that goes to the rock shows, I think we all have a responsibility to get together and to celebrate the people that we lost, you know, make sure that, you know, obviously never forget what went down.
No.
And yeah, we got to exalt it, man. We have to appreciate the fact that we're here. We survived.
I just took my first motorcycle run, a good long run down to Arkansas, and it was these perfect 78 degree days. A-hole Bob and Dixon and China Joe and I drove down there. But that feeling, I went, wow. You know, because I really left town. You know, all of a sudden you're 100 miles away. And I'm like, I'm really 100. Now I'm 200. Now I'm 400 miles away. And you're winding through these corners. And the sun was perfect. And the temperature was perfect. And you could smell the world. And it's just, you know, getting just, you know, just rifled up your nose, all the smells and one of the reasons you love the smell of asphalt, you know, when rain hits it at first.
Oh, yeah.
And the trees and everything that comes along with being outside. And just, it was all new again. It really was. You forget, when you have too much of something, you forget why it's special. And so.
Absolutely. Hey, have you ever watched that show? There's three seasons to it. It's with Ewan McGregor. It's that Long Way Down and
Oh Yeah. Way Up. He's a bet. Well, speaking of Mongolia, when he went around the world.
Oh yeah, I've been obsessed with that show. It triggers my wanderlust.
Yeah,
absolutely. But I thought of you, and I'm just like, it's just that's the experience of, you know, especially with motorcycle riding. It's like you get to, it's the difference between, you know, that and obviously being in a car. It's like you get to experience all its full sensory.
Yeah,
which is
that's the joy of it. For some, they don't care for it. Like Bob and I, for whatever absurd, like truly sadistic, masochistic reason, both of us love it. Like, I mean, we rode down to Cabo San Lucas a couple of years ago. It was a goddamn 118 degrees coming back through the Mojave or Anchorage, Alaska, or Nova Scotia, or just, you know, across the country a couple of times. You either love it or you don't. And there's no reason, there's no way to really explain why you love it. You just, because you're alive again. The rain lets you know you're alive. It hurts. It sucks. It can be bothersome, but it lets you know that you're alive, man. Because this world's not all happy, right? Like everybody wants it to be happy all the time. And I go, that's not how this works. It's sunny. It's rainy. It's angry. It's all of it. And you have to feel all of it. Otherwise, you're getting an incomplete experience.
Oh, absolutely. And the happiness is only, you know, it's only as sweet as what you survived in the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, it's where, as like for me, I've been doing a lot of thinking about that too. And I think it's just the way that I work. You know, you just dive in head first and just figure everything. I think I live my life that way. That's just the way it goes. You know, obviously it works out, but at the same time, you know, you have to think about when you get in those situations that could potentially be hard or could potentially be a disaster. And then you have to think about those things that you made that you actually made it through, you know, it's like, oh, well, I made it through that. So obviously I have the capability to survive this as well.
Yes.
So it's just kind of that you have to keep reminding yourself of that. But yeah, so you can't, things can't be joyful all the time. They can't, but they're so much more joyful when you know that you've made it out of something and you're like, okay, I know that was a low time, but check this out. Look, the sun is shining.
Yeah. That's it. With a little fear in your gut makes the ending a lot sweeter. You know, you face a little fear and you walk out and you deal with it and you triumph, whatever your glory is. And it can be the smallest thing or the biggest, but a little fear when you wake up every day is your friend. You need that. Everybody needs that. Yeah. If you lost that, you've lost the will to conquer. You've lost the will to go out and do stuff.
you lost the edge. We talk about that, you know, going on stage or going out and, you know, performing every night. There is that little, that panic that goes on, that little edge, that fear that never actually went away, even from, like, you know, when I was 13. And that's what keeps you sharp. It keeps you aware, and it keeps you appreciating the moment, because you have to, because there's that little bit of fear there. And yeah, if that ever goes away, it's like, then just everything becomes, okay, might as well call it in.
it's absolutely true, man. It's a beautiful world we're living in, man. Everything is getting better. The sun is out. It rained for a while, but the sun's out. Summertime is here. The tour's been announced. Sandstone is where it's happening, Friday, September 3rd. Then we're going to get a new album. I'll get to see you guys. I'm telling you, I'm hugging hobos, licking doorknobs. I'm out in the world now.
Hugging hobos and licking doorknobs. End quote by Johnny Depp.
You know, if you don't have a name for the tour, there you go. You can get it on the shirt right away.
That's not a bad idea, actually. Definitely gives me a t-shirt.
All right, listen, I love you. Great to hear your voice. I always appreciate your time, and I'm looking forward to hearing what Hailstorm does next.
Oh, man, I miss you, and I can't wait to embrace you in real life. And it's happening, man.
It's happening.
Coming to town.
Indeed. Hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.